In this bulletin, Greater Darwin's lockout to end at midnight. An inquiry into a child's death at Perth's Children's Hospital finds significant issues with her treatment. And in sport, Australian tennis champion Dylan Orcott announces his retirement. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Greater Darwin's so-called lockout will end at midnight as planned, despite a new COVID-19 case being recorded in the Northern Territory. The new infection is a 48-year-old man who's a household contact of the first case reported in Katherine. Chief Minister Michael Gunner says the man's case isn't of concern, as he's fully vaccinated and has been in quarantine at the Howard Springs facility for the entirety of his infectious period. But he says a mask mandate will remain in place in Katherine and Darwin until 5 p.m. on Friday as a precaution.
In terms of rules around masks, they will be the same for Darwin as they are for Katherine. You must wear a mask when you cannot physically distance yourself 1.5 metres from others. You must continue to keep wearing your mask in shops, in bars and in all public venues. Obviously, that's social distancing in mind. You can exercise at our mask if you're able to do so at a safe distance of 1.5 metres. This includes at the gym. We are allowing indoor and outdoor sport to resume without the wearing of a mask.
An independent inquiry into the death of a 7-year-old girl at Perth Children's Hospital earlier this year has made 30 recommendations. Ashwara Ashworth died at the hospital from sepsis on the 3rd of April after waiting 2 hours in the emergency department with a fever before receiving treatment. The inquiry found significant issues with her treatment, including a failure to address the concerns of her parents. Health Minister Roger Cook says the WA government will immediately adopt and act on all of the report's recommendations.
Families should be confident that they will always receive the very best of care. There have been many changes at PCH following Ashwarya's death. There are more changes to come. This report is not the end of the process. This report will shape the future of PCH and the healthcare it provides to the children of Western Australia.
The Federal Opposition has criticised the government's new electric car funding package for not including any subsidies or tax incentives to make them cheaper to buy. The Coalition's $250 million Future Fuels and Vehicles Strategy will fund charging stations across 50,000 homes, 400 businesses and 1,000 public areas. It will also upgrade Australia's grid to ensure it could cope with up to 1.7 million electric and hybrid vehicles expected on the roads by 2030. But Labor leader Anthony Albanese says the strategy needs to go further if the government wants more people to drive electric cars.
It is a good thing if we encourage the uptake of electric vehicles. No one has ever said that they would impose their views on what sort of car people drive. That's up to people. But what you can do is make those choices easier by making it cheaper for people to drive electric vehicles.
A man has been fatally shot in Sydney's West after a confrontation with police. Officers visited a home in Seven Hills over an outstanding warrant. A physical confrontation ensued and a man was shot by police. Officers conducted CPR until paramedics arrived, but the man couldn't be revived. To sport, Dylan Orcott has announced he'll retire from professional tennis after next year's Australian Open. 30-year-old Australian is the most successful quad tennis player of all time, winning 15 Grand Slam singles titles and 8 doubles titles. He says he owes everything to tennis, including it giving him the opportunity to advocate for the rights of people living with disability.
That's the reason I get out of bed. It's not to win the Golden Slam. It really isn't. It's to do that. But in saying that, tennis is giving me that platform to do it, and I'm forever grateful. So grateful. And it's been an incredible ride, and I think the time has come to move on to other things that I do. But in saying that, I'm going to train my ass off for the next 2 months and try and go out on a high.
And now tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny and 23 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 20. Melbourne, showers, 16. Hobart, similar conditions, 15. Canberra, a shower or two, 21. Wollongong, showers increasing, 23. Sydney, similar conditions, 25. Newcastle, showers increasing, 27. Brisbane, much the same, 28. Cairns, a shower or two, 33. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.